Welcome everyone to this new teleconference. This teleconference is for single girls, Kylas, and newly married girls in Shana Rishona. This has always been such a dream of mine, to create a teleconference that will guide women to start off their marriages properly. I am so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me to finally complete this long-awaited project. It's such a beautiful time in your lives. If you are a Kala or newly married, first of all, I just want to wish you a huge mazel tov. In Beit Hashem, you have a bright future ahead of you. There's nothing like the simcha one experiences from being married and from having her own home. If you are still single, life has so much potential for you. You have so many opportunities, and in Beit Hashem, you will find your zivug hagun very soon. The fact that you are taking this teleconference should be a zchus for you, and you should find your besher, the karav mamish, very quickly. All of you should be zeicha to build a bayis neman b'Yisrael. I ran a teleconference for married women. I spend my days coaching a lot of women on how to bring out their relationship's potential. I always hear, I wish I would have known what I know today back when I started my marriage. I could have avoided so much pain. I could have avoided so much struggle. In this teleconference, I will try to prepare you with the basics so that you will have that clarity as you begin one of the most important relationships in your life. Before you get a job, you need training. If you want to become a speech therapist or work with special needs, you need training. Only after you have a good idea of what the job will entail do you look for a job. You are all at the beginning of the most precious job, to be the wife and mother of the future of Klal Yisrael. What an incredible responsibility, and it's such a schus for me to help you gain clarity as to what to expect and to train you for this monumental and priceless task. Let's start with the beginning. What is your established in looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with? How do you go about finding your beshert? Since we are little girls, we dream about who we are going to marry. We spend years fantasizing about our dream life. We can picture ourselves as Kylas in our white, beautiful dress, and we paint a fairy tale of who we're going to marry and what our lives are going to look like. We have this imaginary husband in our mind, and usually this man is made up of our exposure to different men in our lives. Should we be looking for the qualities that we are imagining? Can our real, live, flesh and blood husbands match the figment of our imagination? What are we looking for? Are we looking to match the fantasy that we have in our mind? We can't possibly know which bachur is best for us. We have no idea or very little knowledge of what we truly need in life. Only Hashem knows. Not just that, but you need a lot of self-awareness to know what you need. And self-awareness is a journey. It's a journey through life. The older we get, the more we understand ourselves. Right now, you're so young. How can you possibly know what qualities you need to be happy and to raise a successful dar of Yidden? How could you know? So let me tell you something that's a relief. You don't have to know. You don't have to know who is perfect for you. Hashem already decided that. You just have to do your ashtadlis to find him. 40 days before a person is born, Hatzbaku calls out the name of who you're going to marry. The Gemara says, Arbaim yom kodim mitziras havlad baskel yotes omeres basploni laploni. Hashem already chose our spouse for us. We can relax. And we can hold on tight. Hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. He knows what's best for you. And he already chose the perfect husband for you. He knows what we need. Will our husband of our dreams match the husband that Hashem chose for us? Absolutely not. Our job is to be mevatel our rasan to rasan Hashem. And this is a life work. Being mevatel our rasan to rasan Hashem means that my rasan, this is what I want, and this is what but my reality is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And I'm going to let go of what I want and accept what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. Hashem has carefully chosen a match for each of you. Your job is to find him. He may not resemble your fantasy husband. He may not have the qualities that you think are essential. And he's going to surprise you. He will have a lot of qualities that you love and lots of qualities that you don't. He will be imperfect, but perfect for you. So how do you do your shtablis to find your Mr. Imperfect? The first thing that you need to do is to consider every shidduch that is read to you. If someone read you a shidduch, you have to consider it seriously because it's hashkacha. You're supposed to have heard this name. You're supposed to have been read this boy's name, and therefore you have to do your shadlus, you have to be open to every suggestion that comes your way. This step is often done by your parents. You consider the name, and then you do the matching test. What's the matching test? You write down, or you don't have to write down, you think about all of the potential buffer's qualities and his goals and his ideals, and you ask, is this boy a good match for this girl as far as Yiddishkeit goes? Is this boy a good match for this girl as far as backgrounds go? Is this boy a good match for this girl as far as where they want to live? So, and every person is going to have different criteria that need to match. But everyone has different priorities in life. But what you're doing is a matching test, the basics. Does this boy look like he fits her on pen and paper? And then, you know, and that will give you the answer as to if you should pursue this boy further. Next is the part where you have to actually date the boy or a bishul. So now you have to go out and actually meet the boy. And what should you be looking for when you go out on a date or a bishul? And the answer is going to surprise you. You should be looking for nothing. You shouldn't be looking. You shouldn't be looking. You shouldn't be analyzing. You shouldn't be thinking. You should be just trying to enjoy yourself. Sira went out on a date, and her mind was so busy the entire time. She was uptight. She was nervous. She kept thinking, do I want to marry this boy? Do I want to spend my whole life with him? Is he the one for me? She couldn't relax. She was thinking, are there any red flags? I don't know if I want to marry this boy. I don't know. I really don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life with him. So scary.
Text the word Go for Harmony, GO, number 4, Harmony, to 887-660-4066. 887-660-4066. Thanks for taking the time to listen.